Listening Library presents Runaways by Christopher Golden. Read for you by Virginia Gardner. Publisher's note: this audiobook includes a bonus PDF with the first issue of the Runaways comic series, written by Rainbow Rowell. Chapter 1. Nico Minoru woke up alone in a dusty room from a dream in which she'd been watching her parents help murder a teenage girl. Her heart was thundering in her chest, her breath catching, and the mask of confidence she always wore shattered. Her right hand shook as she covered her mouth and slid even lower into the sofa where she'd fallen asleep. She steadied her breath, slowed her heart, forced the expression of naked horror on her face to subside into nothing. Confidence. Competence. Calm. Nico. The dream didn't come every night, not anymore, but every time it hit her the same, whether it had been 3 nights or 2 weeks since the last one, because the scene unfolding in her dream wasn't just a nightmare. It was a memory. She'd stood with her friends, who'd barely been her friends then, and they'd watched their parents murder that girl. Nico had seen the knife go in, seen the blood and the little O of pain and surprise formed by the girl's lips, and the bottomless sadness in her eyes as her life had slipped away. Then she had run. She and her friends, they'd all run away. Their parents were all dead now, but in a way they would be running from that moment forever, like their lives were one big haunted house they'd all shared, and that murdered girl wandered its halls as the ghost of everything they thought their lives might be. Nico sat up, and the book she'd been reading tumbled off her lap to the floor. She picked it up, scowling in disgust. She didn't have room in her life now for sorrow or self-pity.